What's good? What's good? Back again. Oh, that's what it is. So, the first one I was thinking about is State of the Union. Did you watch it?
I watched some of it.
Was it more informational for you, or was it more hysterical for you?
Both. Depends on what part you're talking about.
From start to finish.
Well, I can say that they got their reps in for standing and clapping and sitting down and clapping and standing and clapping and all I will say is this, is that, you know, they hit a lot of different, there's a lot of different points because he had a lot of paper going on there.
Yeah.
What caught me was as they panned out to the audience, the looks on the governors, the faces, it was like, there's a lot of disconcern in the audience.
Gotcha.
But, you know,
they didn't really care.
Well, I don't want to say they did not care. It's not about caring. It's about, okay, State of the Union has basically been a call to arms. Did you watch it?
I did, yes. I was grilling some shrimp, but I was watching and listening and laughing and commentating with Tori.
And how many times you say, let's get this passed, let's get this passed, let's get this passed, let's get this done, right?
Or his face spasms he was having.
Who's that?
Biden's face spasms he was having.
Yes.
Well, dude, you gonna get the word out?
Well, that then I. You know what? I know I will. But this, there's something I saw the other day. Working when you're 81.
Maybe 70s.
Well, I would say that, but then Warren Buffett is how old?
Like what?
84, 85? So is
91.
91. Well, no, here's the thing. They, you know, just statistics tell you that most people, when they retire, within 5 years, they die because they have nothing to do, right? He's 91, still making money.
Yeah.
And how old is Munger?
Who?
Charlie Munger. You know who that is?
Nah, don't think I've heard of him.
Charlie Munger is the partner. Berkshire Hathaway. They own Berkshire Hathaway.
98.
Who's that?
98.
So he's 98 years old, still making moves. So as I tell you, continue working or continue doing what you like to do, and you'll be here for a long time. Yes, because it's funny, when it is the Charlie Munger, they have opposing things for Berkshire Hathaway, but they're still doing it, so.
Yeah,
so I saw it. I watched some of it, but with 16-year-olds, they're not really into it unless they happen to do a paper on it.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was, Tori was laughing at some of the statements made. And I was like, she was laughing at, when he was talking about basically lower the cost of healthcare, but then raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Like, $15 an hour ain't gonna help nobody. That's not even enough for rent.
Okay, so making the minimum wage $15 an hour.
Mm-hmm. So that's before taxes. If you're just 15 flat, that's $1,200. That's okay. Just rent. That's not counting bills. That's not counting car insurance, car payment, groceries, none of that. That's just strictly rent.
Okay, so when he says raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, what does that say to you?
It says that there's a lack of workers. Because if you have to raise the minimum wage, obviously you're giving an incentive for somebody to work for a company. At least that's what I get from it.
Well, we're coming off a pandemic, right?
Right.
Where people, okay, if you look at how many jobs are available at the present moment, you know, and I'm not, and I, at no means do I mean to, you know what, if you were where the, you know, there are people who could not work, I get that. And I understand the government's stimulated economy, kind of communistically, but that's another subject, to keep the economy going, correct?
Right.
You know, freeze mortgages, freeze all that type of situation. But to raise the, you know, I'm going to raise the minimum wage to entice people to go to work. For a year and a half, people have been on unemployment, getting their boost, and how many times did you hear it? I'm making more money than I would if I was working, right? So if you're gonna do that, what are you trying to accomplish?
I would say, one, I mean, yeah, getting people back into work, but you gotta look at, okay, here it goes. So let's pass the Paycheck Fairness Act and pay leave, raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, and extend the child tax credit.
Okay.
But it's like, if you think about the basis, you're doing a studio bedroom, you're paying at least, what, $800 to $1,000 for just a studio? How much is a studio apartment?
Well, let's go back real fast, okay? When they say make the minimum wage $15 an hour, correct?
Right.
That does not mean that they're going to retroactively raise everybody up to meet that. Does that make sense?
So make a standard 15, but not every federal job, state job, stuff like that.
Put it this way. So say you make an $18 an hour, right?
Right.
If they took the minimum wage from 12 to 15, that doesn't mean you're getting a raise. That just means the person down here got raised up to $15 an hour. So you who've been on a job for 5 or 6 years trying to work your way up, this new person comes in, gavel gets dropped, they're at $15 an hour. They've been there for 2 years. But that's not even the bad part about it, though. So, what else happens when you raise the minimum wage?
I would say rent goes up.
Okay, let's do micro, not macro. Okay, so
longer hours at work, I would say.
Yeah, say you're a business owner.
Right.
You have 100 employees.
More money comes out of your pocket.
Because you got to, because now you went from paying $10 per person plus all the things that go with insurance and whatnot, right?
Right.
Now you being made to say that, hey, now I have to pay my employees $15 an hour. They didn't say anything about the medical or anything like that. Because as a business owner, you have to pay so much for your employees, correct?
Right.
You have to pay them $15 an hour. That means that now people who are working 40 hours, since they get $15 an hour, I give them 32 hours, 24 hours a week. Because I gotta balance my P&L, right?
Right.
So at the smallest level, yeah. So it's not like, because it doesn't say keep back 40 hours a week. It says raise their pay. So what is everybody going to do? Everybody's on 32 hours a week.
Why? So I'm looking in Seattle. Mm-hmm. The lowest cost I see right now is $11.98 for a studio. That's in Seattle.
First. Well, here's the thing, though. Are you looking at, because how are you looking at that, this?
Total cost for rent for the studio.
Okay, what I'm saying is, are you looking at this from a business owner or a person who's an employee or a business owner?
Both.
Because I guarantee you that your business owner doesn't care how much your rent is.
Oh, no, I'm saying, but in the sense of an employee making $15 an hour trying to afford a just one bedroom studio apartment. Mm-hmm. Like that's not gonna work. You're gonna need roommates.
Well, that is at $50 an hour, everything goes up because now the employer has to charge more for their goods and services to offset what they're paying the employee.
Right.
Because everything goes up. So then you get people that have college degrees that rather go work at a fast food restaurant because they'll get $15 an hour because they can't get a job elsewhere.
Yeah, nah. 15 ain't gonna do nothing.
What's that?
15 ain't gonna do nothing. But.
Well, that, okay. Okay. Do you know what, when I first started working, do you know what the minimum wage was?
9, 10, 5, 2.
374. When I turned 16, 374 was the minimum wage. Now you think about that. I was 16 and so how long has that been?
A good almost 15, 20 years.
And just down to 15?
So what was the average cost of a one bedroom.
Well, since I was 16, I wasn't looking for one, but I think my first apartment cost me $700.
See that, even that, like, so what, 375 times 80, 300, so, and you're getting paid bi-weekly, so you're making, what, six before tax per month?
Okay.
And it just costs seven? I'm thinking in the perspective of the employee. Like, going up to a certain amount of money and being able to afford somewhere to stay, not counting a vehicle to get back and forth, just somewhere to call home.
Okay.
By itself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, so let's say $700-$800 for one bedroom, making $375 for an 80-hour paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at three, so six if you didn't pay biweekly, 2 weeks, so maybe $700 if you get some overtime. So you're basically, both your checks for that month went to rent.
Exactly.
So then you go, what, 15 times 80? 1,200.
Uh-huh.
Like, I get the incentive of wanting to get more people to go to work by raising the minimum wage, but I think now it's less about how much money I can make and more about, can I afford the place I'm going to live in with the job that I have? Because I feel like even if you have the basic job, you're making, what, 15 to 20 an hour, you can maybe afford a $1,000 place besides amenities and a car and groceries and stuff like that. And then if you're in entrepreneur stuff, as an employer in that same realm, say you just went to college, graduated, had a degree, and you're doing the internship, and then you get your own place. So you can be paid between $30 and $60 depending on what your trade is. So you're making what, maybe three to four a month, depending on how you want to pay, bi-weekly or weekly.
Okay.
It's in a sense of, for me, I feel it's less about how much an employer can pay an employee and more about what can you do to make the cost of living cheaper? Because you can have I can have a job to pay $4,000 a month and have a house with a mortgage that, say, what, 20, say, 2,000.
Yeah.
I think it's less about how much you're paying that person to earn that paycheck and more about paying enough to where they can support living conditions.
Okay. So, you want reality?
Mm-hmm.
Les Brown said best. They pay me just enough to keep me there, and I did just enough so they wouldn't fire me.
Right.
Do you know what the acronym JOB means?
Just over broke.
Just over broke, right? I'm gonna give you enough that you keep coming in here Monday through Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I can leave for 2 days. The mentality is this. They don't care how, it doesn't make a difference if they give you $30 an hour. The amount of money that is given doesn't make a difference. Because what your employee is going to tell you is this. Okay, so Joe Biden says $15 an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your take home, right?
Right.
After they get through it all, the 401ks and the benefits, yeah, we put you at around $28 an hour. That's your total cost. You get $15 an hour to take home, but all, if you look at, you look at W-2, you remember how much you're working butt off for?
Right.
And then at the end, what you get to bring home?
Right.
The net and the gross. That's the bottom line. That's what they're gonna put all into it. But it's not about that. You know, I know you say, well, the fourth this. So your business owner gets paid by employing people, right? They get tax
Right.
Right, as many employees that they have, correct? So they're making
correct.
Now they tell you that, well, we're gonna raise this. Does it make you happy? Because think about this. What's the cost of inflation right now?
A lot.
So that raise to $15 an hour, which made everybody go. Now, you know what's funny to me? Who in that building was making $15 an hour?
Nobody.
Was that?
Nobody.
They weren't clapping for them. If they pass it and it goes nationwide and they raise that means from Mary from Bellevue to Gargantuan, Arkansas. Everybody gets $15 an hour, right?
Right.
What happens to prices? Everything goes up. Like I said, when you spend it $5, look, Daniel's 19. When we went to Hawaii, it was $4 for a daggone gallon of milk in Hawaii.
Right.
So everything has its consequence. But the thing that, I understand raising because, you know, we want that. It's like, okay, cool. I have no problem with that. The thing I look at is the fact that when you start messing with numbers, you mess with the equation. So then, to your point, if you're making, if the minimum wage is $15 an hour, me as a homeowner or a apartment manager is saying, well, I'm raising my rent. Why? They're making more money. This person who's making $8, now is making $15. I want my piece of the pie.
Right.
So then they get priced out of the, because.
And there's nowhere else to go.
Exactly.
That's what I'm like, when he said that, I'm like,
what's that?
When he's talking about the $15 an hour, I'm like, what's that gonna do? most college graduates got a roommate because they're not making anything, and if they're not taking an internship or, you know somebody that they can network with, like, the high schooler is a college graduate may be qualified for $30 to $60 an hour, but is making high school graduate income at 15 or 16.
Making the minimum wage $15. Do you want me to edit for you and give you Washington talk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have a job, correct?
Right.
Then you work. Do you get overtime?
Yeah.
So have you noticed the difference between overtime pay and regular time? Regular time tax versus overtime tax?
I have not paid attention to it, but now that you said, I will look at it.
The more money you make, the more money you pay in taxes. So if I raise everybody's up to there, how much more taxes is getting pulled out?
Okay.
They got $1 trillion debt that they got to pay. And if they say, no, I'm not going to raise taxes. Okay. I'm going to raise minimum wage. Everybody pays. taxes on what they earn, correct?
Right. Yeah. It is a lot of stuff. It was just like, we were laughing and cracking that back and forth. Just a lot of stuff was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we said we're gonna tax you more, no tax, right?
I'd rather be taxed.
Well, but if I say I'm gonna tax you every time we need 2 point tobacco 0.2 cents, this 0.0 cents, right? If I tell him to tax you, that's a negative thing, right?
Right.
But if I say, hey, I'm going to make the minimum wage this, which means that everybody's going to be doing this. So the person who's making $15 an hour who worked their butt off to get 15, and you, Joe Blow, you come out the street and you're making 15 if the bill passes, the person making $15 who's been working there, I need a raise. What? Why am I making the same amount as him? And I've been here for 2 years.
Right.
So now the workplace is going to be in disarray, in a struggle because, well, here's this guy who I'm doing 50% more work than he is, but he gets the same pay as I do.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next question there?
So, the next question is, how do you feel about presentations? Have you ever watched a presentation of a new car, a new phone, a new video game, a new technology, a new chip, a new anything? A keynote presentation where somebody, a company is unveiling something new, a new product they have.
Yes. I used to work for Verizon.
How do you feel about that? About in the sense of who's presenting, how they're presenting, you know, if the message that they are trying to relay is coming across clearly, if they're projecting the right amount of if they are advertising the product correctly. Like if you know what the product is and you've seen it every year and you're like, okay, I know they're gonna do this, this is what's coming up, this is how they do it, and then you know, like, okay, so I know what you're saying to advertise this product, but because I've used a product like this or this product or something similar, you should have said this or you should have said that, or you could have used this or could have used that, because they one of the Apple events is coming up this month and a lot of things are based on what they're going to unveil and all that stuff, and they just had the Galaxy one and a couple other ones, and I'm looking at some, and one of the comments on one of the Asian market phones was, you guys finally got an English speaking representative. Because most of the Asian companies use their, you know, their Asian representatives, and they have their broken English translation, you know, when they're trying to speak like really slow. So my question is, when it comes to the presentations and keynotes like that, what do you look for in them if it's something that you're interested in? Like, what, besides how they present, what do you look for in that presentation that makes you want to turn on to watch it? Is it who's speaking? Is it what product they're unveiling? Is it how they're presenting? Is it you know, the different aspects of the thing?
All that. I want to know who is presenting. Is it a paid endorsing person? Or if it's a VP of the company, Steve Jobs always gave his presentations, right?
Right.
I'm the CEO. I'm gonna be out in bare feet and we're gonna talk about this, right?
Right.
So he believed in it. Um, where are you going? So who are you trying to reach? Okay. Who are you trying to reach? Are you selling? Or are you meeting a need? And how is this going to, I mean, so I could say I'm gonna sell this pen and I'm gonna give you a big presentation on the pen. But a lot of times it gets lost because where's the focus going on? If you're an entrepreneur going for it to help the need, you don't care about the dollars. You wanna bring it because you know that if I help the community with this, I'm solving a problem, money will come. But if your whole thing is about, I want to raise my bottom line, you're going to sound like that in the presentation because it's going to be pushy. The person who can give you an honest, this is what it does, this can do. Yes, this is the first of its kind. Yes, there's going to be hiccups, right? Because I need your input. I'll give you an example. I was looking at Verizon when you remember that BlackBerry Droid,
right?
Touch sensitive screen, so it wasn't just a flat screen. You actually heard it clicking and all the stuff, all the moving parts that went to the Droid, right?
Right.
It was a massive, massive ad. Push, 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 push. People were just getting it because they like BlackBerry. Then, well, hold on. I have a smartphone now. I don't hear it clicking, so it's not actively clicking. There were some hiccups in there because everybody doesn't type the same. They don't do this the same. But the hoopla. The only thing I say is this is regardless of what's being presented. The biggest thing that I tried to tell everybody is be a learner, be a student, research it yourself. Because if whatever information is coming to you, you have to remember all information is skewed. It's skewed at making you feel a certain way or activate something in you. So you need to research that stuff yourself to be like, is this what I want? So we had a lot of people who bought it and they didn't like it. Well, the advertisement said this. I'm sitting here. So you just went off to advertise it and you didn't research it? Well, no. Okay, so that's on you. I can't help you with that. Well, yeah. So to get back to your original question, yes. I want to know who's saying it, if it's genuine or if they're being paid to say it, because they're being paid to say it, they'll say whatever they get paid to do. How are you helping people? And don't tell me, you know what? Like right now, be genuine. I mean, what is that sock company that every sock you buy, they donate socks?
Okay.
Is that Bompas or something like that?
Probably. I gotta check that out.
If that's the thing, cool.
Yeah, Bombas or
Bombas. Okay. Yeah, so you said they buy a pair, they donate a pair.
Cool. Right.
But when a presentation is going, I wonder who I'm talking to. And if it's a CEO or somebody high up in the organization, cool. But sometimes they bring down people who have. And of course, the thing that's tragic is that you being a tech guy, the first thing that comes out of tech does not work.
Right.
Because even though you give it to 1,000 people and they try it out, how many millions of people are gonna use this product?
Right.
And I guarantee you that not 10 people use it the same way. Look, because I was at work today, and so there is a, okay, so what's that, the flip phone that you were showing me?
The Z Fold Flip or the Z Fold?
Okay, and so but there's an LG model too, right? That flips.
They have the LG Wing. It's the one that sits like this, and then the other one slides up half like this.
Oh, I saw one that flipped this way.
Let me see.
And he was ragging, it's LG, he was ragging on a Samsung guy because the LG.
Oh, the LG Duo.
Because he said, I could put extra SD cards in there. You're locked. You don't have any more space.
What's that thing called? God dang it. LG. This is the LG Wing. But I know it's what you're talking about, but I'm trying to figure out. Oh, fold. LG Fold. The LG GX Thin Q. LG B60.
Yeah, LBGQG.
yeah, it's a lot of, yeah. But yeah, LG B60.
Okay, so.
And then the LG guy,
one guy had that one, the other guy had the Samsung.
Right, the fold, yeah.
Yeah, and so he was like this, and they're both going out, and he goes, I got two SIM cards, so I have two different numbers in my phone. that was the LG guy. Samsung guy was like, oh, you can't even get extra memory in that, can you? He goes, oh, no. And I was here laughing. I'm like, okay. He goes, DL, what do you got? And I said, I got a. And they're like, man, you got to catch up. And I'm like, I went to T-Mobile. I told them what I do. Because I was trying to get me the, was it?
The Z Fold 3.
And he said, I will not take your money because you don't use the phone for what it's supposed to be used for. He says, you're ready for upgrade because your stuff is dead. He said, but come to me in a couple of months. There's going to be a new phone coming out. Because with this, I know it looks cool. This phone is not for you. I'm like, why is that? He goes, are you a gamer? Nope. Are you this? Nope. I look at quick things. No. If you're in your 30 somethings, then maybe, but you don't use the phone for what it needs to be. So I'm like, oh, appreciate it. You didn't try to take $3,000 out of my pocket that I'm gonna be pissed off with. But I did like his other one because that was kind of cool. The LG was like,
so
yes.
I've heard about the LG. One of my friends had it. He didn't like it. One, the couple of biggest things that they have a problem with when it comes to the folding phones is the crease in the middle, because you're taking two slabs and doing this.
Right.
So it's the crease, taking the slabs, and when you're looking at the phone, are the apps developed correctly or updated correctly so that you don't have that slice in the middle? You get a full screen of app, or is it on the top or bottom? So that's one of the couple of things that they're having problems with.
Well, I told him, I'm waiting. And he goes, what are you waiting for? I'm waiting for it to get in my glasses. So one side of my screen, it'll be transparent.
They're working on it. They won't be.
I know they are. And that's what I'm going to have some big freaking glasses. They could be down to here.
I know, so right now it's just Facebook place Sony and Apple's working on is, but Facebook and Sony ran out to have the augmented virtual reality stuff. Not sure about Samsung because they haven't said anything yet, but so far it's just those two.
Yes, I'm waiting. I wear glasses 24/7, and it'd be like this. Bank balance. This. You got my retina right there. You know who's talking to you. All right. Text. Say, I'll be. People think I'm crazy because you got ticks? No, I'm seeing an email.
Yeah, so the phones have an AR system, but yeah, Samsung doesn't have their AR headset yet.
And that's what I'm waiting for. I've always.
Yeah, it's going to cost about $3,000. Like, Apple's working on theirs, but I'm like, $3,000 for some glasses, like, it's cool, but I'm gonna wait till the second model comes out, you know, after they work all the kinks out with the first one, because I'm cool. I don't need a glass shatter in my eye, think it's too hot, or, you know, that the head's too tight.
I would have to wait as well, because I wear glasses, so they'd have to put my prescription in the glasses. And I feel like, yeah. What's his name? Nick? who was that? Tommy Lee Jones is in the movie. Well, I can't even think of the name of the movie, but he had to learn. Nick, what is his name? Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
He had to learn how to drive. He had to learn. He was trying to be a pilot for a particular plane. And the way that the plane did it was the fact that when he put the helmet on, you looked physically through the one eye.
Gotcha.
It would come down and all the information would come through the other eye. So he said, you have to learn how to take in information from your left eye. So as you're reading stuff with your left eye, your right eye is looking at where you're flying. To the point where the funny movie because they're strapping stuff to his eye. He said he's running against stuff with a Jeep and everything. It was like, what? He goes, the way this system works is when you put the headset on, this eye is covered. You can't see anything because you're looking at the readings from the plane and navigation. The only eye you have is your right eye. So you have. So if that comes, cool. All right, pop, you know, do this. Pop up, pop down.
Well, from what they're saying right now, it's looking like the phone companies are trying to get away from the virtual reality because they don't want you sucked into to a system for long. They're looking more for the augmented reality where you'd have a segment of your phone, the apps and the integration in front of you to where, you know, you can look and be able to connect and everything. And Apple taking forever because that's just what they do. They wait forever and then they, you know, steal a couple ideas. And this is the newest thing we have and no one's ever done this before. And it's amazing. And this is the first technology we've come out with that's just groundbreaking. It's like, yeah, all right, whatever. I'm good.
So now you wonder, you know, because my son is like, Dad, your Beats work better with Apple. I'm not ready to make that jump yet.
And there's no problem with that. Because they come out new phones every single year. The same phone, the same phone technology, just a different look.
Well, now the 5G, so.
And it's the, honestly, the 5G, like, it's cool when it works. As far as, like, download, like, I can download something now and it'll be like that. It's cool when it works. But when it doesn't, you just basically go back to LTE. And you're probably using 5G. If you're not in Seattle or Bellevue and one of those, like, more higher cost areas, you're still getting LTE if you're not on Wi-Fi. And it's like everybody has Wi-Fi now, so it's like you're either using Wi-Fi or using 5G, but then if you lose 5G, you're on LTE, so you're basically slower than the Wi-Fi speed, because your Wi-Fi speed, you want fast, because when you're home, you want to be able to, I don't want any, you know, any broken connection. If I'm watching the game, I don't want the game to, I want my Wi-Fi to be able to catch up and my game be there, not pause on a tackle, you know?
You know what? You are so freaking spoiled.
He's not spoiled. I was here in the 90s, okay? I was here when there was no Wi-Fi, and I had a little TV with the little VCR thing that you had to push in and rewind. Okay.
But, so you remember dial-up?
Yes. Yes. I remember being in Auntie Crystal's room and sitting in there and with the her gigantic like 32-inch thing and a little keyboard and seeing a little screen. Wait, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm saying like that's what it is now. You so used to convenience and fast when it comes to 5G. It's like when they first talked about it, I was like, okay, yeah, you know, to be able to download, like if I want to download a Netflix TV show or download a music album, yeah, it's fast. But if you're not in an area or a city, you know, like Seattle, Bellevue, Bellingham, something like that, you're not going to get those speeds if you're looking for a 5G phone. The same if you were at home and you're like, I'm going to pay a certain amount for Wi-Fi so that if I'm watching the game, I can see a tackle go all the way through. But what if you get home and your Wi-Fi is better than your cellular connection?
Let's take that out. So, can you pause us for a second?
Yes. So, yeah, that's all I'm saying. It's, you know.
Okay, let's change course real quick.
Okay.
What is your morning ritual when you wake up? How do you start your day? Do you design it or do you let it happen?
If it's during the week, like work week, for me, I let it happen because I pretty much know it's gonna go on through all day. Like wake up, I'll lay in the bed for a little bit, maybe catch another Z or two, and then from there it's getting dressed and making sure I got like lunch and stuff, and then seeing how long it's gonna take me to get to work and like what time I should leave home to get there, and then if I wake up early enough, eat, if not, make my lunch and head out.
You don't have a morning routine.
Not if it's Drew weekend, yes, but if it's during the week, not really. Just wake up,
lunch, or breakfast. Do you feel a difference between Drew weekend and the rest of the week?
Yes, because Drew weekend, I know it's coming, and it's more of a relaxation time for me. So I get, you know, 2 days to kind of just breathe and be by myself and kind of just, you know, exist.
Okay, so you are a let life happen to me type of person.
And so certain is yes. Like if I'm not planning out something outside of like, if I'm planning out something outside of work, no. It's more I will schedule stuff like birthdays and hangouts and dinner and stuff like that. But if it's when it comes to like school and work, I let those happen because I kind of know they already have their own schedule. But yeah, outside of work, I do the schedule in school.
Well, I was there. I get up a half an hour before I'm supposed to be up. There's this dude who I think you know. I'm trying to be the next. No, I can't be the next him. I be me. I'm trying to be ET to a different level. You don't want to sleep too much. No, I get up every morning and I do one of three things. Well, I always meditate before I go to work. And I either do 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, or 100 squats before I go to work. Get the blood pumping. But I know, you young folks, you know. But you old people can't do that because you guys got aches and pains and all that type of stuff.
So I got my weekends for is the hiking and the push-ups and the sit-ups and all that. Because I mean I do basically all I do all day is walk and lift, literally, get out, close it, walk to the house, lift the package, come back in, sit down, drive to the next stop. Lift the package to get out.
How long does it take your body to get used to what you're doing?
I'm still trying to get used to it.
I didn't say you.
It's still trying to get used to it. Body. It's still trying to get used to it.
So you're sore.
I'm sore every day.
So that means that your only weekends ain't working for you, brother.
They have a little stretch thing going on at work, but I told him, I said, I got weak ankles, and I said, my hamstrings are shot, so do the best I can. Because they be asking me, like, why are you limping? Because my toe just decided to go to sleep and my ankle hurts. Oh, okay. Are you too young for that? I'm too old for you to be happy. And yeah, I could be 16 and have these problems. It's how I choose to deal with them. I got Michael sitting there, oh, my aching pains. Oh, it hurts so much. Oh, everybody look at me. Ah, oh, look at Lou. Nah, I'll sit there and I'm gonna get there eventually. Eventually, I'm gonna get there.
All right, you know, I'm gonna have a custom made. I'm myself for your 50th birthday. I'm gonna have me a custom made wheelchair for you. No, we'll start with a walker. See how you do with the walker first.
Ha ha ha! Real funny.
you give me on your 50th birthday, right?
Uh huh.
So you know how old I'll be.
21.
Exactly. I'm gonna see you. Well, by that time, it'd be all robotics. Bzz, pop out of chair. Bzz, you said, like, oh, yeah, here's my drink. It says, I got drink inside my dog gun. Boop, what's that? That's Makino. Lotto. My phone's right here. Oh, and on you. I need that big old screen now because I can't see. When I was younger, it's because I wanted a lot of apps. Can you back that up, baby?
Oh, my gosh.
Mariana, yeah, take that couple of... All right, now I can see it.
Any chocolate chip cookie dough. Oh, we can go ahead and call it.
Well, like I was saying, everybody, thanks again for listening to these two guys talk about stuff that is relevant, not relevant, some venting. Hopefully educational. And like I said, my thing is the fact that the more response that I get or we get, we can know what people want to talk about or want to hear about. So we're just out here trying to bring value to everybody, try to help someone. You know, it helps me because I'm able to talk in a minute, and it helps him because he's able to hone his skills behind the turntables, as it were. So that'd be a thank you, and God bless, and have a great day.
Solid plan.